Welcome to the Motherhood Simplified podcast. I'm your host, Crystal Lockwood, and on the surface, I teach you how to declutter your home so you can focus on what matters most to you as a mom, which I'm guessing isn't those laundry mountains, dishes stacked to the sky, and the tornadoes you clean up all day. My hope for this podcast is so much more than teaching you to declutter. I record all of my episodes live and in real time so that you can have the experience of a mom friend who gets you and is there for you. My audio isn't perfect, my kids might interrupt us, but the conversations we have are real, impactful, and proof that there are other moms like you that decluttering has worked for. If you want to join me and thousands of other moms for live episodes, go find us on Instagram and Facebook. Just search Motherhood Simplified and we'll welcome you with open arms. See you soon. Okay, what's up, everybody? Welcome to today's episode where I'm going to be sharing with you three powerful and effective tips for decluttering your home as a mom. And I just decided that I'm going to give you a bonus tip right now. So four tips and bonus tip number one, before we even get to the three that we're going to talk about, is to find a community of moms who make it fun for you. Okay. Before we started recording for the podcast, I told you guys, and I was laughing because one of our admins, Sarah, whenever I go live, she likes to message things to mess with me and make me mess up my words. And it's super fun. And that's, I think, something that we miss so much as moms that we need more of is like more fun, more good friends who can encourage us and support us along the way, who can make us laugh. Because when you're having fun, it's a lot easier to do. Okay. And if you don't know Sarah, we have two podcast episodes together. You can go listen to those. She literally, when she decluttered, threw things out of her second story window for her kids to catch because she wanted to make it fun, right? It can feel like such a daunting thing. And if you can just make it fun, not saying you have to throw stuff out your window, make your neighbors wonder what's going on at the Potter house, right? But make it fun. It doesn't have to be so serious. And that brings me to my first tips for you guys is that it doesn't have to be hard. Okay. Decluttering does not have to be hard and it doesn't have to take you forever. And I think as moms, when we have, hey Lindsay, when we have to-do lists that are a mile long and we just look around our houses and we see these piles everywhere, it feels like it's going to take forever and we feel like it's going to be super hard. Hey, Sarah. And I'm here to tell you that it doesn't have to be, okay? And it doesn't have to take you forever. Because here's the thing about time, right? Especially time with kids is all we think about is like how long it's going to take to declutter, how much time we are going to have to spend decluttering. Stop thinking about it in that way. Stop saying, oh my gosh, I can't declutter or I'm not going to declutter yet because it's going to take so much time from me. Guess how much time you are missing out on with your kids because you're not choosing to declutter, right? Because you're avoiding it. You are wasting so much of your time feeling overwhelmed, being stressed out, having to-do lists that never end, having to spend your evenings and your weekends just trying to clean up all the time when that could be time and energy giving, you know, true presence with your kids. Or, hey, here's the thing. It could be time spent truly resting and like letting your body and your mind recover so that you have more to give them the next day, right? Imagine getting to the end of your day, your house is clean, everything's taken care of, and you can go to sleep easily, right? Feeling good. That's the kind of time that you want, right? So just think about that. And if you guys are listening to the podcast and you're not inside of the group, come join us in the group because I want to talk to you guys. And I'm about to ask you guys a question in, I'm going to need you guys to answer in the comments in the Facebook group of which mom are you? Okay. So think of here, I'm going to give you three moms. Tell me which one you are or which one you have been. Mom number one says this, I'm going to declutter the house this weekend or, you know, this evening or in a month from now or over summer break. And then the weekend or the summer break comes and she's like, oh, okay, never mind. I don't have time for this. I have all of these other things that I need to get done instead. And so she says, I'll do it next weekend, or I'll do it at Christmas break, or I'll do it when the kids get back to school, right? So she keeps saying, like, I'm going to do it. I'm going to get the time to do it in the future. I will get it done. That's mom number one. Mom number two says this. Hey, from South Africa. How cool. Hello. Okay. Mom number two says this. I'll declutter the clothes or the toys or the kitchen or insert whatever the thing is that you're going to declutter this week. Okay. So she starts and she stares at the piles of laundry or the piles of toys or the messes in the kitchen, just kind of unsure of what she's going to do. So she does a couple loads of laundry. They sit in piles, or she starts sorting through the toys and then they just sit there in piles, or she pulls things out of the kitchen cabinets and then kind of rearranges it and puts it back, right? And then she's like, okay, never mind. This is too much. And then she moves on and is like, I'll get to it later, right? Or mom number three, she says, I'll just start decluttering this right here, this one little pile here on the kitchen counter or on the pile of stairs, and then gets it done, declutters it immediately, and then thinks to herself, wow, what a waste. All I did was declutter one pile of stuff on the stairs that didn't even make a dent in my clutter, right? So these are the kind of scenarios that often play out for moms. Mom one is like, I need to do this, but I'll do it sometime in the future. Mom number two is like, I'm going to do this now. She starts and is like, ugh, it's not going well. It's not getting done fast enough. I feel like I'm stuck. And then she stops. And then mom number three is like, I'll do a little bit here and there, but constantly tells herself that it's not enough and she's not getting enough done, right? Which mom are you, or which mom have you been? Maybe it's one, two, maybe it's three, maybe it's all of them, right? I have been all of them at some point. Now here's the truth, okay? Out of all of these scenarios, the only mom who actually got anything done and moved herself forward was mom number three, because she actually decluttered, whether it was one junk drawer or just one pile on the stairs or just one load of laundry that she was like, okay, nobody's worn this stuff in who knows how long. And then she got rid of it. She's the only one who made progress, okay? And this is my number one tip for you, is that you have to break your decluttering projects down into bite-sized pieces, okay? Remember this, you have to break your decluttering down into bite-sized pieces, especially when you're starting out and especially when it's so overwhelming, and especially when you have a lot of kids around and you don't get big chunks of time, right? Your life is just a series of interruptions, right? You have to break it down into bite-sized pieces, and you have to be okay with that. And you have to know that any progress that you make matters and moves you to where you want to be, okay? So be like mom number three, but give yourself a whole lot of grace and be like, yes, I got this junk drawer done, or yes, I got the under the bathroom sink done, or yes, I decluttered one pile of laundry and you got it done. Because we massively, when you're looking around at your house, right, we massively underestimate what we can get done in 15 minutes, right? A lot of times we don't even realize what we're capable of getting done in 15 minutes. And when you do 15 minutes on repeat, just 15 minutes a day for, you know, 30 days, all of a sudden you've made all of this progress and you can look back and be like, wow, I've come so far. Like Lindsay Gilmore on here, she says, and she's been decluttering for with Motherhood Simplified for a long time. And she says, I've been all of them. And most recently, number three. And Lindsay, I want to challenge you to think back to where you were at when you first joined this group and started, and see how far you've come. You have come so far. So when we're looking at our homes, all we see is how much we have to do, and we massively, massively underestimate how much we can get done in 15 minutes and how much we can get done in 15 minutes a day over the course of a year, right? Or the course of even 6 months or even 1 month, right? How much you can get done in just 1 month if you just dedicate like tiny little bite-sized pieces along the way. Abby says, I've been all three, mostly number one, but recently number three. I did our shoes and my husband and I's clothes in the last couple of weeks. That's huge. That's amazing. And as long as you keep doing that in bite-sized pieces, Abby, you're going to get a clutter. You're going to get all the clutter out of your house and you're going to feel amazing. Okay. It doesn't have to suck. It doesn't have to take big, huge chunks of time, and it is going to happen in bite-sized pieces, okay? Especially in 2020, right? When a lot of the things that we used to have that gave us support along the way, things like daycare, preschool, kids being in school, not virtual schooling, is gone right now. Like, we really, really have to do this in bite-sized pieces, and that's okay. And it works, okay? So my second tip for you is to have a plan. This is important. Don't waste all of your time planning, but have a plan. And if you need a plan, I have two things that are perfectly designed for you. The Clear Your Clutter, which is just a free challenge that gives you 90 cluttering projects to get started. They are 15-minute projects you can do as a mom, start to finish, or Decluttering Simplified, which is a 4-week plan to declutter your entire home, start to finish. You need a plan, but we can get so caught up in spending all of the time that we do have planning that it can become ineffective. Because there's nothing worse. Let's see, Liza says, is it Lisa or Liza? I'm battling with my 1-year-old's toys. We don't have a lot, but what we have overwhelms me. Yes, everybody has their own clutter threshold. That's kind of a side note, but there is nothing worse than having the stars align perfectly. All of the kids are fed, they're happy, they're napping, and you get 15 minutes of time to yourself and you waste it trying to figure out what you should do, right? Like, that is the worst, because you spend 10 minutes of being like, should I start in the kitchen? Should I start in the bathroom? Should I do my clothes? What should I do? What do I do? What do I do? And then all of a sudden you get your groove, you have 3 minutes and the babies wake up and your opportunity is missed, right? You need to have a plan, and you can create your own plan or get one from me, right? I'm a mom with 5 kids, currently homeschooling in a pandemic. I have decluttered my whole entire home. When I decluttered my whole entire home, I did it when I only had 3 kids, but my husband was living 4,500 miles away and I had to do it by myself in these tiny pockets of my day. Oh, Lisa, okay. I can give you the plan. There are those two options, Clear Your Clutter or Decluttering Simplified. Now, the third tip for you when you are decluttering as a mom is that you need to have your head on a swivel, okay? Which means if you're not from a sports family like ours, my husband is always like, have your head on a swivel, which means watch for your pockets, right? Be aware of your opportunities to get things done. A lot of times as mom, we say things like, I don't have time, I can't do it, it's always the time, right? Not realizing that we waste a lot of our time, whether that is on social media, right? A lot of times we get posts in the group of like, I have kid-free time, what should I do? Remember, you didn't have a plan, right? And now you're wasting your time. But now, you're on social media. Instead of looking at your house and saying, this is what I'm going to do, you have to have your head on a swivel and you have to see your pockets of time and opportunity to get things done and then do the most effective thing there. Asking in a group for what you should do is not the most effective use of your time, because you're going to get distracted by somebody's political post or their cat video or their quiz of like, what dolphin are you? And then all of a sudden you've lost your time, right? Your head was not on a swivel. You were not being aware of what time you had and how to best use it. And to move toward that, you have to watch for that. And it's not always when you get kid-free time, right? A lot of times it's in your pockets of your day. You're like, okay, the kids are happy, they're playing nicely, I'm gonna watch Netflix, right? Or I'm gonna see what's on Instagram. Or I'm gonna, participate in Prime Day coming up. Or whatever it is for you. And you miss your opportunity because you were not watching. You did not have your head on a swivel. You were not watching for the pocket to run into and then running into it with everything you've got, okay? Now, those are my 3 best tips, right? These are the tips that I have been sharing since day one here in Motherhood Simplified that I know work, and you don't need, here's the thing. Decluttering doesn't have to be hard. You don't need to make it complicated. It should be simple. And it can be done quickly, and you don't need more decluttering tips, right? I get asked all the time, can you give me more? Can you give me more checklists? Can you give me more support? Can you give me more tips? And my answer to you now that I've been doing this long enough is no. No with love. because it's distracting. You don't need more tips. You just need these three tips. That's all you need to know. That's it. You need to have a plan. You need to watch for when you can get the plan done. And whatever tip number one is, which I can't remember. Oh, break it down into bite-sized pieces. That's all you have to do. Those are going to be the things that get you results. So you don't need any more tips. You don't need any more checklists. If you want a full-blown plan in the simplest way possible, get into Decluttering Simplified, because I have actually even just in this past year taken away a lot of the free offers that I've done in the past and the free decluttering challenges and even the courses that I've offered in the past, because I'm like, you don't need it. You don't need it. I've helped enough moms to know, like, these are the steps that you need. These are the tips that you need. This is all you have to do. Don't get shiny object syndrome and don't sabotage yourself accidentally by thinking that you need more tips and more lists and more podcasts. You don't. This is all you need. These three tips, and then you can do it. You will have your home decluttered, I promise. So those are my three tips for you. If you are not in Clear Your Clutter, get into the Clear Your Clutter Challenge. I'll put it in the description of this, wherever you're listening to. And if you want to get into the four-week plan, get into Decluttering Simplified, because it will walk you through this step-by-step in the simplest way possible. No fluff, no distractions. The fun part about Decluttering Simplified 2 that we just started, and we'll have the first one this week, our live decluttering sessions. So twice a month, we will get together on a Zoom call. I will play some fun music for you that are clean and safe for little kid ears, because I know it's a lot of times your kids are around you. So we'll get on 30 minutes. We will declutter one space of your house together. You get to choose, but it's just an additional layer of accountability. And this will help you have your head on a swivel, right? Because if you're in the course, you will know twice a month, Krista is going to turn on Zoom for 30 minutes, play some music. And that's my time to get this decluttering done, because you can get so much done in 15 focused minutes, especially 15 minutes focused over and over and over again. You'll get this done. Okay. That's it for today. And I will see you guys all around in the group. Bye.